Siyat l'shma, covered Parshas Emor, covered Lag BaOmer. Alright, here we go. So, it's the bottom right. You see Yisvartam Lachem? So, it says Yisvartam Lachem, right? Parshas Emor, it goes through all the Moadim. So, Yisvartam Lachem, Biyom HaShabbos, right? Like we've been counting all Sirius Omer. Yisvartam Lachem, Sheva Shabbos Timos Tiena. Okay? So, Sefer HaVashon, the Kasver Rav. So, Menachem Mendel of Kasev. So, let's see what he has to say. So it goes like this. Isav Medrash. Ein Tamimos. So when are the Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos? When are they tamim? When are they complete? Bizman she Yisrael Osin Ritzon HaShemakom. At the time, the Klai Yisrael does the Ratzon of the Makom. Okay? Yesh Lahavin Mahu Lashon Tamimos V'gam Medrash Amar Masah. So he says, why is the Lashon of Tamimos? And why does it use the word a Masai? Okay? So let's see what he says. He says, Ha'inyin hu kach. Dine. Yesh galus hanefesh pratius. So there's a concept of a galus hanefesh pratius, meaning that you yourself are in a state of galus, right? Your nefesh itself is in a state of a singular galus, right? Shanefesh hi begalus etzel chomer. That the nefesh is in galus and is in exile within the chumrius, within the physicality, right? The taiva goveres alein, and the taiva is beating all of your ruchnius. Right? So, v'yesh galus b'klai Yisrael. And there's also a concept of galus and klai Yisrael. Shenafshos klai Yisrael heim b'galus. That klai Yisrael itself is in galus, right? So, there's a galus on a prat level, on a personal level, and there's a galus on a klal level, on a general level. V'asibul hazeh hi istakus os aleph. He says, the reason why any galus happens is because we lose the letter aleph. Ki gole v'geula asvan dadin ke asvan dadin. Rak shebegula yesh alef yosher migula, right? So if you take, there's a concept from the Maharal also, like he has in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, right? He says, what's the difference between the words geula, which means redemption, and gola, which means exile? So it's just, the only difference is just the aleph. So he says, according to where the aleph is that you're either in a state of geula or in gullus. Okay? So remember, keep this in mind, that aleph, okay? Va'inyin hu kach. The Indian goes like this. Dine, im ha'adam eino osa ritzon ha'shamakom, if a person's not doing the ratzon of Hashem, v'holech achrei shriros libo, v'eino meshes libo l'lufush olam d'leis asar panam yinei, and a person, you know, he goes after, you know, the taivas of his heart, the desires of whatever physical desires he has, and he forgets about Hashem, forgets that Hashem is the only one, azai bazei yesh istakos l'lufush olam. In that way, then the alufush olam, which is Hashem, right, Hashem is called the Aleph, right, then it goes away from you. Vinikra nirgan mafred aluf, right? It's like the axe that loses its head, right? The gorein listakas aleph. So the aleph leaves you, okay? He says umistalek es os aleph. Right now he uses three words. He says the os aleph goes away from the following words: min emes, umin adnus aleph dad nun yud, right? The shem Hashem adnus umin adam. So for those three words, they all start with aleph, right? So MS becomes mace, if you take away the aleph. If you take the aleph of adnus, it becomes din. And if you take away aleph of adam, it becomes dumb. V'nisharim rak ha'osio she'achar os aleph chasram. Only the osios that come after the aleph, which is all osios of din. Right? And osios, that all those words represent something bad. Umis avrin alav ha'dinim. And dinim come upon you. Umistalekas gam kain os aleph min geula v'nishar gola. And also the os aleph goes away from geula and becomes gola, which means exiled. Ki geula hu b'gematri adam. So geula, right, is gematria 45, is gematria adam. But ukishin istalek os aleph min adam. But when the adam loses the aleph, v'nishar dam hu b'gematria gola. But if the adam loses his aleph, then he becomes dam. And then what? He becomes gola. So it's also a yesod from the Zohar Kodesh. She says, right, Adam is made up of two parts. It's the Aleph and the Dam. So he says, if an Adam's not being mekusher to the Alufo Sha'olam, then all you are is just dumb. But then, Dam, right, blood. But then, you could say also, you're just dumb. Anyone who gets rid of the Aleph is just a dumb person, right? So that's a nice premise. So, but he says, there he says that the ikr nekudah of a person is the aleph. So, meaning a person, in Adam, you have to be an aleph. And then what? The aleph and dam come together. But if you forget about the Aleph, then Dam, right, is Gematria Gola, which is exile. So whenever a Jew forgets about the Aleph, you go into a state of Gullus. Okay? Right there. Okay, again, remember all these Nakudas of these words that we're saying, that the Adam, Emes, and Adnus, right? We said that the Aleph, we need Aleph. Okay, so Viter. Ukshe osa tshuva ala avar, when a person does tshuva from the past, v'osa ritzono shalmakom, v'mitzvos u'maisim tovim, right? You start to do the ratzon Hashem with mitzvos and maisim tovim, learn Torah. U'mabshicha Aleph, you bring back the Aleph. T'hainu alufo sha'olam, b'chol tnua u'tnua. T'hainu b'chol kol tnua sha'osa, everything you do, the Aleph is part of it. Hakol hu lishmo yisparach. Right, you do everything l'shem shemayim. Azai nimsheches os aleph l'chol agilm b'chinos. Then this aleph comes back. Dahainu shnasa adam shalom. It goes from dam into adam. Ubechinas emes misparches b'olam. It goes from mace to emes. Shemidaso shal Yaakov. Right, titein emes to Yaakov. Nimsheches gabkein os aleph l'din. V'nasa, instead of din, it becomes a shem Hashem adnus. V'azai kol hadinim isbatlim. And all the dinim are rivata. Right. Okay, so keep that in mind also, that when you have all these three together, right, all the dinim are gone. Okay? So also, v'nim sheches gam kein os aleph l'osios gola. So also, the os aleph comes back to gola, and goes from gola into geula. Right? U'mochel nehev avonoseim. And you're forgiven for all your sins. V'b'chinas ha-kasuv, like it says in the pasuk in Shayahu, im yu chata'eichem kashanim kishel gyalbinu. Right? If your chatam are like shanim, are like red, kishel gyalbinu. Hashem will whiten them like snow, right? Why? What's the deal with Sheleg? Why are you talking about Sheleg? Ki agimel alfin bimiluom, right? So if you spell aleph bimiloi, it's aleph lamed peis gematria 111. So now we have three alephs. We have the aleph of Adam, the aleph of Emes, and the aleph of Adnus. So what's aleph times three? Right, 111 times three is 333. That's gematria Sheleg, right? Ki Sheleg yalbinu. Right, when you have these three osios, these three alephs, right, then you get all your sins forgiven for. Okay, so now he just says the two lines here, just a little bit kabbalistic. Right, v'gimel alfin anal hema mirmazim v'gimel alfin b'shem ma. Right, the shem ma, like, you know, not for now, but we spoke about it before. Yud kei vav kei. Right, has the so yud is yud vav dalet, hey is hey aleph, so that's one aleph. Vav aleph vav, that's another aleph, and hey aleph. Right, shema gimel alfin mishem was also an ekia. So Shem Ekki is also spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey Aleph, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph. So we see in the Shemos of Hashem himself, he has three Alephs both ways, right? Okay, last paragraph here. Ubegalus Mitzrayim, Haisa Histalkus Os Aleph Kedua. We know that in Mitzrayim, right, was Gullus. So that means obviously in Gullus, of Gullus Mitzrayim especially, right, we lost the Aleph. But when we got to the state of Geula, we brought the Aleph back into everything we had. So we turned Geula, right, like exile, into Geula, redemption. And we got rid of all the klipos of Mitzrayim. Rak. But what happened? Lel Pesach was just what we call an Isarusa de la'ela. Right? Familiar with that? Right? Isarusa de la'ela means awakening. Isarusa is awakening. De la'ela means from above. That it was just from Hashem. We weren't worthy. We were on the Nun Shari Tuma, the Mente Shari Tuma, right? So it was just from Hashem. Alkei nilkecha mehem achgach osara. So that's why it's hard to stay, to keep those oros of Pesach. So what does Hashem do? So right after Pesach, what do we start the second night of Pesach? So second night of Pesach, we start to count Sfiras Omer. To bring up into ourselves the Aleph. Right? Hashem gave it to us as a matana, and now we have to work for 49 days to earn it. Right? Until we come to Matan Torah on Chag HaShavuos. Right? That's like, what's the first word of Matan Torah that Hashem says to us? Right, Anochi at Mantora, Hashem says, Anochi Hashem Lekecha, which is the Aleph. So we're Zochet to the Aleph on Shavuos, right? Yeah? Good? Okay, so what a beautiful Torah, no? Mamasha, the Iker is the Kuna of this Aleph, yeah? So now just to build off this for a second. So I thought about this on Shabbos at Mincha. While they were leaning, I was like, wow, that's a nice remes. So if you take, what's this Parsha called? Emor. Okay, good. So we know that in Vayikra, right? Vayikra, we know that the first word of Vayikra, right, it's called an Aleph Zeira. The Aleph is small in Vayikra, right? So, the tachas is, like the Zera Kodesh says, is you have to make that Aleph big. Right? You have to make it big, okay? So, Baruch Hashem, if you look in the Torah, right, the pasuk it writes the word Emor without a Vav. But even if there is a Vav, that's fine. Here it says a Vav, right? So, Emor is the same osios as Rom Aleph, Ram Aleph. What? To make the Aleph big, right? Emor is Rom Aleph. Yeah, you see that? So the nekuda of this parshan, we see what the Ahav HaShalom is telling us, is that what the whole nekuda is that you have to have this Aleph. That's why Emor is Ram Aleph, to make the Aleph big. Who's the Aleph? Right? The Aleph is the Aluf HaShalom. Who's that? That's Hashem. Yeah? So now it goes like this. So obviously, so we know, I heard this from, who did I just hear this from? I heard this from Rav Matl Zilber. Rav Matl said, is that normally Lag BaOmer falls out normally or right after Parshas Emor. Right? He says, what's the shaychus of Lag BaOmer with Emor? So he said, one answer, he said, was that we know that in Emor, in the sixth Aliyah, in the fourth, fifth, and sixth Aliyah, I think, right, it goes through all the Moadim, all the Yom Tovim, right? So he says, the reason why Lag BaOmer is right after Emor is to show that Lag BaOmer also is a shaychus to being a Moed itself. Lag BaOmer is also a Yom Tov, right? Especially Alpipanimius, right? We know that living Derech and Rishim Rechai, Lag BaOmer is like the biggest. Right, so we see that obviously the Lag BaOmer is a shaychus to this. Okay, so if you realize, what did we say at the bottom? We said that we have three words that we need the Aleph in them. Right, we have Adam, we have Emes, and we have Adnus. Right. So remember, he said at the bottom there. He says when you have all three of these words together, what happens? Azai kol hadinim misbatlim. All the dinim are what? Are misbatal. Right. So we know, what does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say in the Gemara and Sukkah? He says, Yachol ani iftor es kol olam min adin. Right? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, shaykh this inyan, of he says that what? I can mevatel all the dinim in the world. Right? I'm able to mevatel all the dinim in the whole world. Right? So that means, obviously, then, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has shaykhus to Adam, Emes, and Adnus. Right? It has to be, if it's these three Alephs. Yeah? So that's why, if you do the gematria of Adam, is 45, MS is 441, and Anus is 65. So what do you get? With MS is 441, yeah? Adam is 45, and Anus is 65. What do you get? 551. Gamachi, exactly Shimon ben Yochai. That this Inyan, right? So it's beautiful remez, right? I think. Is that this inyan of these three alephs that you have to mamshach to be mevatel dinim, the Adam, the Emes, and the Anus, is the gematria exactly Shimon ben Yochai. Because Shimon ben Yochai is this inyan of being mala the aleph. He's the one who takes the aleph and makes the aluf olam big, right? Yachoni eftoras kol olam in adin, right? And so that's the kud aleph. But now let's just further this point in the Sefer Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon from the Shvilei Pinchas, yeah? So this, you don't have it in front of you. But basically, he goes through the fact that sometimes in Shas, right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, how is it spelled sometimes? Right, so sometimes Yochai is spelled Yud Vav Ches Yud. And sometimes it's spelled Yud Vav Ches Aleph Yud. So he says, what's the inyan that sometimes the Yud, sometimes the Aleph, sometimes not the Aleph, right? Yeah? So it goes like this. So it's in Kedai Rabbi Shimon, Maimer Tess. So he says, I'll just read it to you quickly outside, yeah? So he says that if you look, we know that Eliyahu Navi came to the cave that Rabbi Shimon Yochai was hiding in, and he said like this, Man Lude Levar Yochai, the Mis Keser Ubatal Gzerasai. So who's going to come inform Bar Yochai that the Caesar died and the Gzer is Batal, right? So if you look, it says Eliyahu called him Bar Yochai without an Aleph. Okay? So the question is that we know that Eliyahu Navi is one who says Kilosi Shachach mi Pizarro, right? So mi Pizarro, he says he built a whole Torah how Eliyahu Navi is mechavin to this. So really that's with an Aleph. So he says, where's the Aleph of Yochai? / how do you get the Aleph of Yochai? Yeah? So listen to this. Venira Lomar Bazeh Parvar's Na'eh from the Sefer Zichron Yosef. He says, Mash Matin Begmara, sometimes it's called Ben Yochai with an Aleph, sometimes it's just without an Aleph. So it's like this. Kishenich Nisu Rabbosinu Lekaram B'Yavne, Amru Asida Torah Shetishkach Mi'Yisrael, right, when all the tzaddikim were sitting in Karen B'Yavne, and they said, oh, in the future, the Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And then Rashbi stepped up and said, no, Chas V'Shalom Shetishkach Torah Mi'Yisrael, Shenemar, Ki Lo Tishkach Mi'Pizara. Right, he said, no, it won't be forgotten. We saw yesterday from Rabbi Nachman and also from Tver Shlomo, it says, what are the Safi Tevos of Ki Lo Si Shachach Mi Pizaro? Right, Safi Tevos of Ki is Yud, of Lo is Aleph, Sishkach is Ches, right, Mi Pi is Yud, and Zaro is Vav. Like you said, it's Safi Tevos is Yochai. That Rabbi Shimon Yochai was Merameis himself here, that he's going to be the one responsible that we don't forget it. Right, ki ayidei zar shayochai shu Rashbi tispata shichas haTorah Yisrael. That through Rashbi there won't be any forgetfulness in Torah. Lefize Omer haZichron Yosef ki metchila kishchash v'chacham mishkach Torah. Originally, when all these chachamim said that the Torah is going to be forgotten, ki az harizek ilu chasera tevas lo. Right. So what happened is that they weren't reading the word lo. They were reading it as what? Ki sishkach mi pizaro, that it's going to be forgotten, right? Which is safe tevos, yud vav ches yud, yochai without the aleph, right? Aval, la'ache shechidesh Rashbi, chas v'sham, shetishkach Torah Yisrael. So what did Rashbi add in? Rashbi said no. Ki lo sishkach mi pizaro. Rashbi added in the aleph. Im kain, if that's so, ha'safe tevos heim yochai im aleph. So Rashbi, by saying lo, that it won't be forgotten, he was mamshich the aleph there. Right? So that creates Yochai with the aleph, came about because Rashbi said, no, the Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Yeah? So, later in the piece, Shvi Pinchas says also, that every letter in the word Yochai represents something else. So he says like this, yeah? He says that, so you have two yuds, you have a vav, a ches, and an aleph. He says, so the two yuds represent yira, which is yud, and anava. Because the Indian of anava is like Rav Yoel always says, that anava is always a little bit, right? So a yud represents anava, right? And a yud is just a dot, right? So therefore you have yira and anava. Those are the two yuds of Yochai. So the vav of Yochai is the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, that Rashbi was one responsible for writing down Torah Shva Peh. Right, Torah Shabbat Peh, like Tzvi Tzadik said yesterday, was first written down in Lag BaOmer, right? And so that's the Vav. And then the Ches of Yochai represents number 8, which represents Bris Mila. Is that Rashbi was the one who had a Shlemus of Bris, right? He was Shalim in the Indian of Bris, yeah? So just a remez on that as to how Rashbi was Mishalim in Bris. So we know that we have two Brisos. Right? We have a Bris HaLashon, and we have a Bris Amor. We have the Bris Mila, And the bris of our mouth, right? So again, it's two brisos. Like Rabbi Nachman says in the Kutim Aran, that the way you know if a person's shomer bris mila is how he speaks, right? And you know how a person speaks based on how much he's shomer bris. That they go one in hand, right? So if you take, we said it's bris hamaor and bris halashon. So if you take meor, which is the bris mila, plus Lashon. So Me'or plus Lashon, B'nai Sasra says, Gematria 702, is Gematria exactly Shimon Bar Yochai. That he's the one who's Shlemus in this Indian of the two Brisos, right? So now we see that within the name Yochai, we have the Yud of Yira, we have the Vav of Shisha Sidre Mishnah, we have the Ches of Bris Mila and Bris HaLashon, and we also have the Yud of Anava. So what's the question? Where's the Aleph, right? So listen to what Shvi Pinchas says. Ella, she'adai nishar lanu levar mahi avod harmezes bos Aleph. What do we do with Aleph? Hein emes, she'efshar limtzohar bei remaz mal Aleph. Ki ha'os Aleph hi remez al toras hanistar. Shibachinas os aleph olam ha'atzilus. Right, atzilus is the highest world, right? The highest and most hidden world. Lamdenu ki ish Yisrael ha'miskadesh b'chinas dalad osios yud vav ches and yud. That a person who's mekadesh himself in the area of Yerushalayim, area of learning Torah, the area of Shmir Sabris, the area of Anava, zocha lahasik os aleph Torah Sanistar. That's a person gets the os aleph of Torah Sanistar. And who's the king of Torah Sanistar? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? So the Aleph that we were speaking about from the Kosover, right? The Aleph, what's this Aleph? This Aleph, like Shvi'a Pinchas says, is a remez to what? Olam Atzilus. An Olam of Surah Satorah. So we see it's a big Parshas week, Parshas Emor, right? To be Zocha, to roam Aleph, to make the Alufosh Olam big. The Nekud is to always be part, to always see Hashem with you at all times. Right? And just to finish with one Maisa, I'll tell you one Maisa, yeah? Look over Shabbos. So, you've heard of the Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk? So he was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I just heard this Maisa from Rav Moshe Tzvi. So he said that there's one time the Vitebsker came to a certain city, and whenever he came to this city, he was always, all his shirim were packed, right? Everyone came to hear him. Everyone was so excited when he'd come. So, you know, the rabbi of the city got really offended, said that no one ever comes to my shirim, right? But when you come, it's so packed. So he went over to the Vitebsker and said to him, he said, let me ask you a question. Why is it that I'm the rabbi of the city, and when I give a shir, no one comes? And when you come here, it's packed all the time. Why? He says, you want to know the truth? He says, basically, it's because I know how to read minds. And so the rabbi of the city says to the Vitebsker, he's like, what does that mean? You know how to read minds? He's like, yeah, that's people come to me because I have a special talent, is that I know how to read minds. He's like, what does that mean, you know how to read minds? He's like, try. He's like, okay, fine, let prove it to me that you can read minds. He's like, okay. So the rabbi says to the Vitebsker, he's like, oh yeah, what am I thinking right now? So Vitebsker looks for a second, he's like, right now? He's like, right now I can see that you're thinking, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. And the rabbi looks at the Vitebsker and says, ha, I knew you didn't know how to read minds. And Vitebsker says, and that's exactly why people don't come to your shir. Because you're not always focused on Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Meaning what? You're not always focused on the Lufo Sha'olam. So the Nekud is, B'schus Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's Mamshich this Aleph to us, right? The three Alephs of MS Adam and Adnus, right? Which is Gematria Shimon Ben Yochai. Shizocha, to take the Oros of Lag Omer, to be Mizdabik, to Alufo Sha'olam, to Hashem Yisbarach, and to make a Rome Aleph, to be Mizdabik to Hashem, the covered Shabbos Kodesh.